Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning tonight continues Tefillah Kehilchasa in Birchas HaShachar in Simen Mem Vav in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. What's mashma from the Gemara Meseches Brachos when describing the relationship between the Brachos that one says as part of Birchas HaShachar is that these Brachos are a correspondence to the experiences that a person has. Meaning, when you hear the sound of the Tarnagol, then you say the first Bracha. When you are Leivesh Begadim, you say another bracha. When you're Pekech Ivrim, that's in correspondence to opening up your eyes. There's a relationship between the bracha and the experience that a person has. Now, what we also can conclude from that Gemara is what would happen in a situation where a person doesn't experience whatever that is. In that case, do we say that that person is therefore not obligated, is not mechayiv in that bracha? Or do we say the Mon of Shach, that irrespective of whether or not a person experiences, as the Gemara says, whatever that is, so that a person would nonetheless be obligated. So this is a machlekes mechaber Rama in Shulchan Aruch and Halacha Ches. So the mechaber says as follows: Kol habrachos ha'elu, all of the brachos that we've been discussing, that we know that are part of Birchas HaShachar, im lo nischayv ba'achas mehen, if a person is not obligated in any of them or one of them. For example, Kagain, as he says, Shaloshma Koil Tarnagol. For example, he didn't hear the sound of a rooster, so therefore wouldn't be able to say the first bracha. Oy Shalom Holach, Oy Shalom Lovash, Oy Shalom Chogar. Any of the parts for which the bracha would be obligated, a person didn't experience that. So if they didn't experience it, so they're not chayv and achas mehen. So the Mechaber says, in such a situation, so Oymer Oysa bracha, you still say the bracha, but here's the important distinction. You say it below Askaras Hashem, but you don't say it mentioning Shem Hashem. So, Baruch Pekeach Ivrim, Baruch Malbish Arumim, etc., etc. You wouldn't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam with Askaras Hashem. This is what the Mechaber says. When you're obligated, you say the bracha in its full, in its totality. When you're not obligated, insofar as you haven't experienced it, so you just say this abbreviated version without Shem HaMalchus, without Haskaras Hashem. That's the Mechaber. But here's the Ramah. And the Ramah is a fascinating Ramah because we understand that even though when people learn Halacha, they tend to think that this isn't Musar, that there isn't Hashkafa, but there's a little bit of Hashkafa in this Ramah, which is how we paskin Halacha Lamaisa. The Ramah says, V'yesh Aymrim, there are those who say, Da'afilo lo nischayiv bahen, even if it is true that you're not obligated because you didn't actually hear the sound of a rooster, for example, so nonetheless, mevarich oisan, you still nonetheless make a bracha. You didn't experience it? Make a bracha. Now that's interesting because mitzvos that we have, birchas hanenin, birchas mitzvos, certainly the bracha is related to the deed, it's related to the activity involvement. But here, so he says that no, that even says the Rabbi Moshe Isselis, that even if you haven't experienced it, you're not nischayv ben mevarich oisa, nonetheless, you still make the bracha. Why? He doesn't have to explain, but he does. Here's a little piece of gentle understanding of philosophy. De'ena bracha dafka alatzma. That these brachos are different, they're unique, they're distinct, they're singular. That these brachos is not a bracha that's dafka alatzma in and of itself and in relation specifically, maybe to steer it to the Gemara, to the activity, to the actual activity being in relation to what you've experienced. Ella mevarchin shehakadosh baruch hu bara tzarchei ha'olam. You're making a bracha that the Ribono shel Olam, recognizing that the Ribono shel Olam created tzarchei ha'olam, needs in this world, things that we have to petition for that of course are part of Birchas Shevach Vayodah that we're thankful for, but we daven and offer these brachos, which is a unique, almost distinct category. That the filo non ischayv, you still nonetheless, why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara tzarchei ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tzarchei ha'olam v'chein ha'minog ve'ein l'shanos. This is our custom, and it's not a custom that should be changed. You make these brachos nonetheless, it's part of the realization that the Ribbono Shel Olam created this world in such a way, and that there are needs, and that there are appreciations that we are to have. And therefore, even if it is true that I don't actually experience it, I say the bracha nonetheless, recognizing that it's out there and that it's certainly for some. And this would answer, of course, the question whether or not a person who is a suma, a person who is blind, is able to say birchas Baruch Pekech Ivrim? And the answer is yes. Why? Because number one, as the Rama says, it's Tzarchei Olam. But B, an explanation of Tzarchei Olam means that there are others who are going to help the Summa to be able to get from point A to point B. And therefore the Tzarchei Ha'olam is in relation to Tzarchei Ha'olam. And so therefore the Bracha, according to the Rama, would be recited nonetheless. All right, we'll stop here and we'll continue with this halacha and these dinim in the night's head. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, Amar Ratzon.